Crystal.
Welcome to Encore. I'm Patricia Goodson.
And I'm David Vaughan. And from what we've just been hearing, you might be mistaken for thinking that we're going to be hearing some operetta today.
Well, almost. Although the music we just heard sounds like it came from early 20th century Vienna, it was actually written only a couple of years ago by composer Aleš Březina for a film, director Jiří Menzel's I Served the King of England.
And it was adapted from a book by Bohumil Hrabal, in fact, probably his best-known book, I Served the King of England, and is set in the years leading up to World War II. And what we just heard accompanies a wonderful and rather ebullient scene called the Emperor's Banquet. This is where the Emperor of Abyssinia visits Prague. And it really is very opulent, and I think that the music does a pretty good job of setting that scene.
And that's one thing good film music should do.
So, Patricia, how do composers go about writing music for films? It's something I've often wondered about, because I should imagine that to get the music to fit perfectly with the pictures, it must be a very complicated process.
Well, it is and it isn't. The technical part is a very well-established procedure. It involves a time code that's built into the film, really into the frame of the film, and the frames, that is, of the film, and you can sync the music to that very relatively easily. The hard part is that the music is usually the last thing that's added to the film, and there's huge pressure. They may have taken 2 years to shoot the film, but then they want the music written and orchestrated and everything done in a matter of weeks. So the composer is given a rough cut of the film, looks at it. Then he or she sits down with the director. They discuss where the music should be, what kind of music it should be, and all that sort of thing. And then the composer gets to work writing music. A lot of them nowadays work with computers, and they can do a very nice mock-up of an orchestral score right in their home studio, synchronized to the film. And when that's approved, they get to work orchestrating it if necessary, or very often hire out the orchestration to someone who specializes in that, also to save time, but also if that doesn't happen to be their particular talent. And then you hire the studio orchestra, and the conductor looks at, again, the film and synchronizes his conducting with the time code and with the film, and it all comes together and it's wonderful.
And a lot of film music is very attractive and, of course, also much loved by film goers. But it is just snippets, isn't it? Why don't composers more often develop these pieces into full-blown works of music?
Well, sometimes they do, but it's very rare, and the reason is because it doesn't pay. Hiring a top-notch orchestra is extremely expensive. The film studio is not going to pay for it because that's not where they're going to make their money. So sometimes they just release collections of what are called cues, what you earlier called just a snippet. And this is what our CD of music, the I Serve the King of England, contains. And this CD was released by composer Aleš Březina and AQS in 2007. Let's listen now to one of these cues or snippets called Falling Banknotes.
Falling Banknotes music from the film I Served the King of England by the composer Aleš Březina. And by the way, Mr. Březina is also the head of the Martinů Foundation here in Prague. We've interviewed him several times on Radio Prague, in fact, most recently in One on One just a couple of weeks ago. But let's stay with the subject of film music, but move on to a completely different kind, music written to accompany a silent film.
Perhaps not many people know that the National Film Archive in Prague is one of the greatest film archives in the world. One of the many treasures it holds is the 1929 silent film The Count of Monte Cristo by French director Henri Fécour. In the early 90s, old prints of this film were painstakingly and expensively restored, and composer Jan Klusak was commissioned to write a score to accompany the film.
And of course, in those days, back in the 1920s, movie theatres had pianists or organists and sometimes even small bands to provide music for silent films. These musicians had cue books to work from if they didn't want just to improvise with snatches of music entitled, for example, Chase or Danger or Love Scene.
But Mr. Klusak has provided a whole sumptuous suite of music, almost Wagnerian in scope, for a film almost 3 hours long.
That really is a lot of music.
It was a huge undertaking, and since there was so much music recorded, it was possible to make a suite from it. And a little bit about composer Jan Klusak. He was born in 1934, and he's had a rather tumultuous life, especially under communist rule, because he was labeled an enemy of the state. But nonetheless, he had quite a successful career, not only as a composer, but as an actor in film and on the stage.
And sometimes, in fact, he's even provided music for films that he's acted in.
Yes, let's listen now to some of his music for The Count of Monte Cristo, the overture.
Jan Klusak's overture to the silent film The Count of Monte Cristo.
Well, it certainly sets a definite atmosphere. I haven't seen the film, but I can imagine, I don't know, approaching the island in the mist or something. Here's a little bit more music. It's music for a scene called Morello's Daughter, Julie.
Thank you.
A selection from Jan Klusak's music for the film The Count of Monte Cristo, performed by the Bohemian Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jaroslav Opjala, and produced by Bohemia Music.
And we'll leave you today with a little bit more music from the CD, a cue called At the Opera. But first, just quickly our address, that's Radio Prague, 12099. Prague, the Czech Republic, and you can contact us also by email at english@radio.cz. From me, David Vaughan.
And Patricia Goodson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.